One last question. What was it like when you first discovered that there actually were historically great black composers?
It was powerful for me because I never knew there were any black composers, for example, until I went and was in a lesson one day at the University of Michigan, and my teacher was like, do you want to play some music by black composers? And so I learned about Joseph Boulogne St. George, who was an Afro-French contemporary of Mozart's. I learned about George Walker or William Grant Still, contemporary African-American composers. I learned also about great performers like George Polgreen Bridgetower, who performed the famous Kreutzer Sonata by Beethoven in Vienna in 1803. So an understanding that there was a rich heritage and history, that Frederick Douglass's grandson, Joseph Douglass, was a recitalist and traveled around the country performing recitals. It gave me a sense that I wasn't alone and that there was a history of people who shared in part a cultural heritage that I have.
And on that note, we're out of time. Thank you, Aaron Dworkin, so much for talking with us.
Thank you.